Welcome, everybody, to the Body, Soul, Spirit podcast. I really want to dive into a topic that has been in my heart probably in the last few weeks, only because I notice that it can become so unconscious and conscious at times. And it goes unnoticed oftentimes in our lives, and it lives there, and it's such a wound. I want to talk about the topic of rejection. I see that oftentimes we can live in this bondage of rejection and we don't really realize it. It's not really something you see. It's not at the forefront of your life. It's really the worst kind of bondage when you think about it. It's really the worst kind of emotional wound because it's a wound that you cannot see it, you can't touch it, but you feel it on the inside. It has its symptoms. Sometimes the emotions that go or walk hand in hand with rejection is unforgiveness or bitterness, even anger. Rejection can hinder so many parts of our lives and different areas of our lives because it causes you to believe a lie about ourselves. Oftentimes, there are thoughts that we have that are not true about ourselves. And then it starts to undermine even our relationship with God. Everybody carries some form or some measure or is confronted with rejection. How do we respond to rejection? Self-rejection is something we have to identify. Find the source and then start to deal with it. Because rejection goes straight to the core of who we are and what we think and feel about ourselves. You cannot live with rejection without it devastating something in your life. Rejection, when you think of its cycle, it really has self-criticism. It's not just a feeling, but it sends a message to us, the wrong message, a strong message in our hearts. You're not worthy. You're not good enough. You don't fit in. Anytime this rejection starts to take root or it lives in our hearts, it lives in us because of the past, how we grew up, it can really devastate our lives. Rejection is really a message. And it actually can form control in our lives. For example, if somebody rejects you or you feel rejected by somebody else, well, it makes you feel like you're no one. Something's wrong with you. You're flawed. And then that person can begin to control you. Sometimes when we carry rejection of ourselves, we reject ourselves unconsciously. We say things like, I'm not really worthy, or I can't, or I feel like I can never measure up. When a person is very fixed, or they're on a fixed mode of rejection, it's oftentimes they start to reject their own sense of worthiness. They feel like they can't measure up. Think about your attitude, because rejection shows up in our own attitude. The bad attitude that sometimes we begin to have at the heart, often it's rejection. Consciously or unconsciously, we reject ourselves. And it shows up in a critical form, the way we talk to ourselves, our inner dialogue. And when somebody carries rejection, it's really hard to love them because they feel inferior. It's interesting because when somebody carries rejection, it sounds like this. We can compliment that individual and we could say, wow, you look really pretty today, or you look great today. But we will tell ourselves questions like this, or we start to ponder in our heads after a response or a compliment. Why didn't they say that yesterday? Why are they saying it today? Rejection is at the heart. When somebody tries to compliment you or love you or hug you, we start to reject it subtly. You don't really love me. I'm not really good enough. And it sends a message into our hearts. Rejection shows up in our perfectionism. Rejection shows up in our perfectionism. Think about that. Are you a perfectionist? Where's that coming from? Sometimes rejection shows up in our hidden anger. Anger is hidden. We get upset easily. Rejection shows up even in pride. Pride is a cover-up to cover a sense of inferiority because we don't want to hurt. We can't really handle constructive criticism. It bothers us when somebody tries to correct us. It bothers us when somebody is trying to help us. It's really hard to have a relationship and love somebody who has this rejection at the heart without recognizing it. It's difficult to have relationships with them. Somebody might say to you, "I love you." No, you don't. No, I really love you. I wonder what they want. So we don't think really much of ourselves oftentimes when we carry rejection. No matter what you say, they just can't accept love. And we lose a lot of years because we carry rejection. You can actually live your life depriving yourself of love, depriving yourself of affection. Oftentimes, love is distorted. It's got a wrong view. We interpret love in a wrong way because rejection leads us to suspicion. When we carry rejection, it shows up in our suspicion. We have a hard time building relationships. Why? Because we always feel unworthy. We feel incapable. But inside, there is a root. One of the strongest manifestations of rejection is fear and pride. Think about that. Is there fear and pride at the heart? If so, it might be that rejection is manifesting. Rejection cheats you out of life. You can't accept yourself. Do you know why people fail? People fail not because they can't, or they don't have the potential, or they don't have the giftings. People fail because they can't get past the attitude of rejection. You walk into a room and you feel invisible or like people don't like you. You feel incapable. You feel like you don't fit in. Sometimes rejection drives our lives. It cheats us out of what God wants to do in our lives. We live in a very low state. We start to blame other people. We just can't seem to conquer blaming others. It's their fault. That's why I did that. I said this because when you think about rejection, why do people feel rejection? Sometimes it's a physical thing. I just don't like my body. I just don't like this. Sometimes it's imagined. We're imagining things. People didn't really think that of you, but you're imagining it. Why? Because at the core, there's rejection. People feel rejection because there's deep emotional hurt from the past that has not been metabolized. Deep emotional hurt from the past that we haven't healed from. Or sometimes we feel rejection because of the death of a loved one. That can also cause rejection. I know that was the case in my life. For a time, when my late husband went to be with the Lord, I recall feeling like there was something wrong with me. I couldn't pinpoint it. I couldn't nail it until I started to understand what was happening inside of me as a result of that trauma. And I realized, hey, this death of a loved one, this passing of my late husband actually caused a root of rejection. Sometimes rejection will come because there's divorce. There's always rejection when there's divorce. Rejection can multiply. It doesn't go away. We actually start to dump it on other people. Oftentimes, we have this library in our mind our mind and everything that we have felt, seen, been through. It's like a library inside of our minds. Rejection can actually destroy it if our lives, if we allow it. So many people live with rejection and it goes undetected and it goes unnoticed. Rejection can also come because nobody ever told you they loved you or you learned love in a distorted way. It still affects even today. You've been through it. You're no longer living in that situation, but rejection still lives there. Could it be that rejection is still living and it's acting in a way where you are losing your own opportunities? Because deep down inside, maybe you fear rejection. When you do the work of healing to really process whatever happened to you and however it got translated into rejection, you really move. These feelings start to now sprout up when you do the work of healing. When you call it, name it. This is rejection living at its core. When you start to move towards a healthy you, you start to have a healthy self-attitude. You feel a sense of belonging. You know how you know rejection is no longer living in you? Because you feel a sense of belonging. Your worthiness is so solidified. You feel competent. You feel like you can handle it. If those things are not in your life, you will go through life suffering. See, these three attitudes. Number one, I have a sense of belonging. Number two, I am worthy. And number three, I'm competent. I can handle it. Think of it as a tripod. It won't stand if you take one out. When these feelings or the self-attitude starts to take root in your life, number one, I'll say it again, sense of belonging. You feel like you belong. When you feel worthy, I'm worthy. I'm competent. I can handle it. Those three are the tripod and necessary to move rejection out of the way. If you're missing any one of those, then we walk around disabled, handicapped. Sometimes other people might reject us because for whatever reason, they choose to punish us for something we didn't live up to, didn't do, didn't perhaps moved in the direction that somebody wanted us to move in. And so now they reject all in the name of, I'm going to punish you. However, that rejection that other people have caused us doesn't necessarily mean that we're not worthy. See, you will walk through rejection. Rejection will be a part of our lives. Even Jesus went through rejection. But he had the tripod anchored. He knew he had a sense of belonging. He knew his purpose. He knew he was here on the earth and he belonged. And those that accepted him received the benefits. And the second leg of that tripod was he knew his worth. And his Father in heaven really made certain that he knew, this is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. He was worthy, regardless of what rejection he faced. And he knew he had the competence. He could handle anything. He could handle the cross. He could handle the crucifixion. That's why rejection didn't get into his bones. Rejection doesn't go away. It actually has to surface in our lives so that we can deal with it. If you don't let rejection surface in your life, it will begin to show up in your attitude, in your personality, and it is also reflected in your identity. One definition of rejection is to throw back. In other words, rejection is the very thing that is used to stop our advancement, to block our blessing, and to stop our progress. One unaddressed wound, it really becomes subject to infection. Infections affect our soul and our own success. Rejection shows up. It shows up in our attitudes, and it shows up in our personalities, and it's reflected in our identity. Don't allow that wound of rejection to keep throwing you back and stop you from your progress. Rejection is something that needs to surface. It's the strongest manifestation, is really this rejection. The strongest manifestations of it is fear and pride. I want to challenge you this week. I want you to be aware of where rejection still lives. Is the wound of rejection still in our hearts? Do you still find yourself maybe not being approved by others, or you are missing one of those legs in the tripod? You feel incapable, or you don't feel like you belong sometimes, or you feel unworthy, or you feel like you're incompetent and you can't handle it. Look at those three tripods. Which one's missing? Where do you need to put the work in? I want rejection to surface in us, because if it doesn't surface, we are not aware of it, then we won't be able to confront it. The way to heal from rejection is God. He accepts you. You're worthy. Your worth has nothing to do with external factors. There's a scripture that says in Corinthians that Jesus purchased you with his blood. Think about that. That is so powerful. That speaks of your worth. When you buy something so expensive and you think, this is worth the price, well, that speaks of your worth. It cost Jesus his blood to purchase you. No matter what you face, what rejection you face, remember to be healed from rejection. Just accept the love of the Father who believes in you, who says you do belong, you are worthy, and you can handle it. We'll see you guys next time. I want to challenge you this week. Let rejection surface, not to make you feel bad, ashamed, or like something's wrong with you, so that you can metabolize it.